Hello, friend, and welcome to Season 1, Godly Noise. This is the season where we pause the endless notifications, messy laundry, screaming kids, and that 2 a.m. overthinking, so we can finally hear the one voice that truly matters. Life is loud. And if you've ever felt overwhelmed by it all, flatlined by grief, run over by schedules, or trapped in one-way thoughts you just can't seem to control, you're in the right place. Me too, sister. And then there's social media, headlines, group chat chaos, enough to make anyone hide under a blanket with a margarita, right? I mean, no judgment here. Trusting God to walk us through healing can feel like assembling IKEA furniture with no instructions, confusing, frustrating, and full of missing pieces. If you're anything like me, you've wrestled with the daily dance between fear and faith. So I do what most of us do. I stuff the feelings, I silence the doubt, I sing in the hallways, not well, but it really helps me calm down. I cry when no one's watching, and yes, I pray a lot, a whole lot, like all day, like a constant conversation with Jesus. Does that sound familiar to anyone? A few years ago, my sister-in-law gave me a tiny message in a bottle gift with a note attached that said, "Because someone, somewhere needs to hear your story." And I remembered I'd been journaling for over a decade, writing down how God's mercy has saved my soul and my sanity time and time again, and how I craved to share that story with other people and to hear other people's story, to sit with them in their burdens and their joys, and to minister to those and the brokenhearted, and to reclaim our joy within. Because that's the beauty of womanhood and the beauty of our nurturing gift, right? Well, that's exactly what this season is about, sharing the messy, the loud, the chaotic, sometimes confusing story of life, and showing how God works right in the middle of it. So many of us are walking around half-healed, half-caffeinated, half-awake from barely their sleep, and we love God so deeply, but we're feeling stretched thin. Can you relate to that? We're still identifying as the girl who fill in the blank. Survived chaos, messed up, never got picked, always waiting for the other shoe to drop, or battling disbelief, even when the Bible is clear about God's promises. Here's the truth. We are not our worst chapter in life. Isn't that a blessing? We are also not disqualified because of our backstory or our current chaos. Just look at all the people in the Bible that God used who were also hot mess expresses. He made them vessels for his glory. When we share our story, it gives others permission to breathe, and sometimes it gives them courage to share theirs too. And that is where the healing begins, not when the schedules calm down or when the house is clean, although that is a huge help for me personally. Godly Noise is about noticing the noise that we have normalized, the guilt, the overthinking, the comparison, the chaos, and we want to choose something better. God's whisper over that noise. Christy Pierce in the book Shut Up talks about four voices we hear. One can be environmental noise, social media, news, world events, yep, it's screaming louder than ever. Two is other people's voices. This could be family, friends, teachers, coaches. That can be good, bad, condescending, or encouraging. Number three is our own voice and what we say to ourselves, and that really matters because life and death is in the power of the tongue. So speak life, speak scripture, and speak truth over yourself and your family every single day. Just a little side note. And number four, the enemy's voice. That's the lies, the fear, the shame, the destruction. John 10:10 reminds us the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. But here's the good news in that voice. Jesus says, "I have come that they may have life and have it to the fullest." So whether the enemy's voice is whispering or shouting, Jesus came to give life and have it to the fullest. Finally, there's the voice we're all striving to hear the most, God's voice. Always good, always true, always life-giving, even in the chaos. Hallelujah to that. I wish my tongue followed that process every day, but the stress and the chaos sometimes just get in the way, and they trip me up. And so I want to talk about it with you through my messy journals, the journals that I've been writing for a decade. They're full of tears, questions, prayers, stories of God's mercy, where I was writing down my pain and prayers And it was bringing me clarity and peace. And then sometimes I felt like it was God just kind of giving me a direct message that day. Have you ever done that? Have you tried journaling? I have a sweet friend, Tracy, on Instagram. She teaches you how to journal, and it's amazing. She's got a great program. I'll share her on my Instagram a little later, but I want to leave two scriptures with you. Habakkuk 2:2 says, "Write the vision, make it plain." And Psalm 126:5 says, "Those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy." That's one of my favorite songs in church because it reminds me that God captures all our tears and that our suffering is not in vain. Whether it's just a bad day or it's serious trauma that you've lived through, God can really be the healing balm there. And that's really why Godly Noise was born, from these journals, from grief and joy, from doubt and healing, from motherhood and marriage, from faith and rebuilding. Every day is a new adventure to find His voice in this crowded world. And that leads me to pray, God, help me express my heart honestly. Use my story for Your glory. Amen. I mentioned in the very first reel on my Instagram that I thought I recorded my first episode back in October of 2019, right after dropping my oldest off at college. Between the cheer competitions, high school musicals, and art shows, I finally felt there was a chance for me to chase my calling, podcasting, writing, sharing my heart for Jesus. I had kind of dabbled in it about a decade ago, doing events and self-publishing stuff and speaking, but then family became my first mission field. And I don't regret that at all. It's been my joy and honor to be a mother, greatest accomplishment of my life for my husband and I. But after I dropped her off at college, the world shut down. And then all of a sudden it was Zoom school for my two youngest and empty grocery shelves and moving kids home from dorms. I even put a big Jesus 2020 sign in my yard that year just to remind myself that He is still in control. A year later, I tried again. Thinking, okay, we're going to launch the podcast. Things are settling out. We're going to do it this time. And then grief hit hard, really hard. We lost my husband's grandmother. My mother overdosed alone in her car. And 2 months later, my sister passed away. It became a season of heartbreak, letting go, and like losing the illusion of control altogether. And I just kind of closed up and focused on my family and my business. And I didn't want to chase my dream anymore. I wasn't sure there was a purpose in it. The world just felt upside down at that time. It was loud and confusing and honestly exhausting, but that's not new. What is unchanging though is God's voice, His peace. So during that time when I kind of lost my hope about my calling, I went back to my journals. I hadn't been writing for a while. Those raw ones, the tear-stained ones, the ones written with pieces of paper that I found in the kitchen when something would just inspire me or when I wake up in the middle of the night and all I had was a sticky note on the nightstand. Those ones where I just put pen to paper and I didn't have any words left. I felt like the Lord spoke right through me and talking to me, a sweet conversation, and I cherished them. And you know what I noticed? When I started looking through those, God kept saying the same thing to me. You're going to be okay. Just focus on Me, not the noise. In those journals, I realized they were my prayers, my fears, my pain, and most importantly, the moments where God rewrote my story with His truth. And if you've ever wondered whether God cares about the small details of your life, He does. And these pages prove it. Godly Noise was born in real life through grief and joy, doubt and healing, motherhood, faith, marriage, and rebuilding. And I'm not done yet. Every day is a new adventure to find His voice in the crowded world. Let me share my heart with you. Before I share more from those journals as we continue on, let me just say this clearly. I am not a Bible scholar. This is just my own opinion, my expressions of what I have lived through and how God speaks to me. I am not a pastor or a preacher or a deacon, even though my name Deborah is derived from Deborah, who I think was a deaconess in the Bible. I was simply named because my parents were told I might not make it. And so they watched me breathe in this incubator for 2 days because I was born way too early. And I lived through constant croup as a child, but I am here and alive and happy that they didn't give up on me. And I'm not giving up on me either, or my family, or you. I want to talk about God to whoever will listen as long as I have breath in my lungs. I also didn't grow up going to church camp or seminary. And the farthest I think I got was Girl Scout camp. I was so homesick. I called to be picked up that night one. My home life was a bit topsy-turvy. I was constantly afraid something terrible was going to happen. But I grew out of that, moved off to college, and then never moved back home. And I joke with my husband that I learned a lot from VeggieTales in my 20s when my kids were little and we were teaching Bible study. It really helped me. Like, after believing I was damaged goods for decades, I realized, you know what? I'm just a wounded woman who found solace in the Holy Spirit when I thought peace was impossible. Can any of you relate? I mean, this noodle's tail used to make me cry all the time, carrying that backpack of rocks around. A cartoon that really showed me how God cared for me. He can show you in so many different ways. I've been crushed by grief and trauma. Have you? I've used my past pain as an excuse to block today's joy. Are you doing that? I've allowed negativity to gain ground over God's promises. That's something I still struggle with. We're just not perfect, and we're not going to be. Jesus is the only perfect person that ever walked this earth. And you know what? One day it hit me. My pain wasn't in vain because of that man. In the middle of the cross 2,000 years ago, I mean, I guess I just really needed a long time to ponder it, to believe that it was really true with my whole heart. And honestly, I am finally old enough not to care what people think. I'm officially a golden girl with hot flashes. If you don't know that reference, that was such a great show that just teaches you about life and friendship and love and aging. And when you're my age, it's just a little bit of a blessing. So anyway, side note there. Back to the podcast. What I want to be is a light for women who are emotionally and spiritually depleted. Women who are holding the weight of dysfunctional families while trying to silence that noise in their own heads, because that's truly where I've been for a long time. I grew up in a hostile, unstable home with a mentally ill, addicted, suicidal mother. That's a mouthful. A lot of y'all have probably lived through worse. Yes, I understand secret aches and scars untold. I clung to Jesus, believing my future could be different than my family's. And yet chaos followed me into my adulthood, into my marriage, into my motherhood. Not that kind of chaos, but still chaos. And why? I remember thinking, if this is my destiny, Lord, I got in the wrong line on the day with it you were handing out lots in life. I mean, can we trade this, Lord, please? And I know some of you, again, had it way harder than I ever did. I have so much empathy for those who suffer, which is why I love to hear stories of those that have gone through the fire and come out on the other side. It's really inspiring and gives all of us hope to keep going. And you know what I found is the solution to getting in the right line is when we lift our eyes away from ourselves and our own problems, and we can see the suffering in the world, not to minimize our own pain, but to see the relief that we have in Jesus. That's when everything changes. I mean, maybe not the hot flashes, but that's when our perspective changes. So here was my shift in perspective. Several years back, I taught a seminar in Jinotega, Nicaragua, at the Mission Para Cristo. We used to go there. My husband and I traveled there. He's been a dozen times. We took our kids there a few times. This is where people smile while sweeping their dirt floors. I'm going to say that again. This is where people smile while sweeping their dirt floors. And you know, a mission trip is life-changing. And if you haven't been on one, I highly recommend it. But it's not always life-changing necessarily for the people you went to help or to serve. But it can be also for you and your family or your friends. For one, you really get to know Bobby and Betty, who you've gone to church with for years and never shared a meal together. But suddenly you're plucking chickens for lunch and sharing one bathroom with 10 other people. I mean, it's bonding at a whole new level. I set out on this particular trip with some friends of mine to go with me to share our testimonies because it was going to be the first time some of them had shared their testimony publicly and they'd gone through some real heart-wrenching pain. And we thought, you know what? Who better to relate to that? The people, the women of Nicaragua, they could probably relate to the dysfunctional families losing babies, being abused, or feeling far from God in your circumstances. But as God would have it, we talked about our truths, and we discovered that pain is universal, but so is God's love. Different countries, different backgrounds, some of the same trauma, some of the same shame, but always the same solution. Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides, and Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals. We wrote down every prayer request from the seminar, and then me and the four of the ladies with me that trip, we climbed the mountain to the top of the cross. It's super high, several miles. We dug a hole in the ground, and we buried those prayers, and they're probably still there. We prayed over them, and we cried, thanking God for his immense mercy. It was truly life-changing that day. I have a great picture of all of our tennis shoes on top of the dirt where we buried those prayers and put them at the foot of the cross. And it was beautiful. But you know what didn't change when I came home? It didn't stop the chaos of my life. It didn't change school, homework, sports schedules, sick family members, bills, taxes. None of that changed when I got home. I just learned that through prayer and persistence, the key is to elevate God's word, embrace forgiveness, and cling to hope when chaos is, well, chaotic. And even when my attitude still stinks that day, because yes, even after over 50 with hot flashes included, I can have a bad day. And so can my kids, and so can my neighbor, and so can my family. And that's where grace just has to be gushing out of all of us. So I want to draw from my personal experiences, the crazy family antics, and my scattered prayer journals to bring you Godly Noise, because I too need to be reminded daily of the moments when God whispers hope and promises joy. My goal is to help you and me relieve burdens, refocus minds, believe again, and to find joy and laughter even in the mess. Whether it's a miracle or just 10 minutes of quiet in your bathroom while the toddler's knocking on the door, right? Can I get an amen? I'm out of that stage, but for any of you that have little ones still and you're trying to just get a hot shower in the day or go to the restroom by yourself, God bless you. I remember those days. The days are long, but the years are short. And I'm sitting on the other side of that with young adult children and in the blink of an eye, just like that. So this podcast is for anyone navigating that chaos while you're there. The dysfunction, the mental illness, the addictions of friends, families, or honestly, if you're just having a bad day and you don't want to sit in the car line any longer, because that is universal. We're here to break free from enemy lies and step into the abundant life God has for us, whatever that means, whatever that is for you. So let's say it together. I will not allow past pain, negative circumstances, or hot flashes to control the soundtrack of my life anymore. I will not let the enemy lie to me. I will focus on God's promises. And I will not be perfect. And I will give myself grace. So, I confess, I've been on this journey for 30 years, trying to heal myself from myself. And in some ways, it is a daily journey. Because trying to remove those feelings of being damaged goods isn't easy after you've lived through what you've lived through, right? And some of you have lived through hell on earth. Healing isn't one and done deal. It's daily. It's messy. It's beautiful. And sometimes we get stuck identifying with being broken or stuck. And isn't that the opposite of the cross? Jesus already did the saving. We just need help navigating these crazy emotions. Be better at setting boundaries and have the courage to take steps of faith through the chaos. We're probably going to talk about some trauma triggers and emotional patterns, not to relive them, but to release them. Because I spent decades stuck in that trauma triangle until my mentor Patricia said, "Demra, stop wrestling with the alligators. They always win." And I guess it just made me feel like I was doing something by taking some kind of action on the situation, even if it wasn't helpful at all. So when I stopped wrestling the alligators, aka trying to fix the problem myself without Jesus, worship became my lifeline. Psalm 34:1 says, "I will bless the Lord at all times." And that prompts me to pray every day, "God, teach me to worship you in every season, especially the hard ones." In Jesus' name, amen. So I want to leave you with a journal that started it all. It's really just a snippet. You can visit my Instagram at Godly Noise for the full text. On November 11th, 2007, during a Bible study, I scribbled these words. "With so much chatter in the world, doubt, fear, and negative self-talk, it's time to speak truth from your heart. Lift my name above the noise, and I will honor your family for generations." It was a beautiful journal from the Lord to me. And that journal became my mission, to love and lead others out of chaos. And yet, I can still live in chaos on a day-to-day basis. And that's the key. You don't have to have it all figured out to start moving forward or to be healed. Remember, Jeremiah was building with one hand and fighting with the other. That's been the story of my life too. Is it yours? I mean, now I can't fix your schedules or your bank account, but I can remind you, you can handle what's right in front of you. I may not be everybody's cup of tea, but I already love you if you're still listening. And if you've listened this long, you're ready to elevate God's voice above the noise. So I'll leave you with two scriptures today. John 14:27, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you." 1 Peter 5:7, "Cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you." He really, really does. Some days I'm listening to the negative noise, and some days I'm listening to God more than ever. But I want to do this for you, for my kids, for whoever needs this, and I can't put it off any longer. I made a promise to myself on my birthday that I would launch this, so here I am. Whether you tune in when you can't sleep and God's trying to tell you something, or you're crying in the car line with all the stress and wishing it would all just dissipate because you just can't keep up with the Joneses anymore, I'm here for you. I want to be that calm voice in your ear telling you it's going to be okay, just like my husband does to me almost daily. God bless him. We won't stay dark forever, but we do need to identify some of the things that are tripping us up and then move through the eye of the storm so we can see the sunshine. So let's walk through it together. Let's start this sojourn to sanity and your pathway to peace. Let's get real and honest and pray together and for each other, because the truth is, if we stay on the other side of the storm, we may never see the sunshine. And we're truly blessed to live in a time where we get to still choose what noise and what voice we listen to. Is it the loud enemy or is it the peace of God? We get to choose the problem or we get to choose the promises of God. God's voice, his promises are just as true as they were when they were spoken thousands of years ago. When we choose to listen and lift above the noise, we find peace and joy no matter where we are or what the world throws at us. And seriously, I mean, it can throw down some downright mean left hooks, if you know what I mean, right? I don't know exactly where you're from, emotionally, spiritually, politically, geographically, and honestly, none of that matters. What matters is that you're ready to find your way through the noise, rediscovering joy and clinging to hope. Laugh a little. If you're waking up with a tight chest, your head spinning from the chaos of the world, or you're praying for clarity and relief, you're not alone. Because we truly never arrive at our healing. It is something we do every day. It doesn't have to be as exhausting and fearful or scary as we think. It can be beautiful and joyful and fun. So I'm walking this journey of healing and hope for myself, for my family, and with you. And I want to break these chains together. I want to laugh. I want to cry. I want to pray as we find our godly noise. I want God's voice to be loud and clear in the midst of chaos. And my deep-seated prayer is that you too will find your godly noise and go share it with the world. Finally, as we close our time today, I'd love to end the podcast with prayer, because I think that's the most powerful thing we can do every day. Often we love praying for other people. We say, "Oh, I'll pray for you. But we don't stop right in that moment and pray. And not a lot of people hear other people praying over them. They just kind of know that other people are praying over them. We might feel it or sense it. But I want you to hear it. And I want it to bless you. So I've jotted something down that I would like to speak over you. And I pray that you receive it. Let these words soak in. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you Thank you, thank you for every person listening right now. Thank you, Father God, that you are with us in the mess, in the chaos, in the pain, and in the noise of this world. You created the joy and the pain. Help us to hear your voice clearly above all else. Teach us to trust you when healing feels hard, and to hold on to hope even when fear creeps in. Please fill our hearts with joy, Father God, with your peace that surpasses all understanding, the kind that calms our restless minds and soothes our weary souls. Help us find good rest, Lord, and help us move our pain into purpose, your purpose. Father God, hear our prayer. We want to walk boldly in the love and grace that you poured out on us every day and spill it out onto others. Thank you for loving us even when we feel unlovable, for forgiving us when we stumble, and for never, ever, ever leaving us or forsaking us. Father God, bring up godly noise in every person that's listening loud and clear in their lives, drawing them closer to you and shining light in their dark places. I pray everyone here listening right now can go in peace and find joy today. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for being here until the end. If you're ready to walk through the noise, rediscover joy, and cling to hope, subscribe, share this episode with a friend who may need to hear it. I'm hoping we're going to laugh together. Maybe we'll cry together. We'll pray together. And through it all, we'll turn down the noise and turn up the truth. Welcome to Godly Noise. And please know, you're not alone. Until next time, friends.